It is 5:08, and the Pacific City Joint Water Sanitary Authority Board Workshop is now in order. We're working on the Authority Manager Performance Review Form. So we'll start out by stating, as I've mentioned once before, Luann and I spent some time going over this document, and we've put our notes together to do some changes. This is basically just house cleaning, most of it. We had some input from our HR consultant. We've employed one or two of her suggestions and rejected one or two of her suggestions. And in the meantime, we spent a couple hours working on this, and this is what we put together as a starting point for the board and John's input. The red strikeout text is what we suggested to delete, and the yellow highlighted text is suggested to incorporate. One other note, there was an awful lot of acronyms in this document. Tried to eliminate most of them to make it simple. For example, we used, and to make some consistency, a good example is right at the top here where it says BOD, that's striked out, and Board of Directors that I penciled in and highlighted in yellow. We had, as I mentioned at the last meeting, general meeting, we had BOD, Board of Directors, and members, board members, as referring to the Board of Directors. So I decided just to make it all Board of Directors of whatever that was.
Tom, I just a suggestion. This is still a public meeting. Should we do a roll call just for the record?
Good idea. Excuse me. All right, we'll call the roll then. Director Strotska is absent. Director Shoemaker?
Present.
Director Doyle?
Here.
Director Anderson?
Here.
I'm Director Donahue. I am here.
Uh-oh. Oh, there she is.
Director Strotska?
She's here.
Could you pass this down to her, please?
Oh, let me get you a chair, Kathy. We have it. There's one in there between the boys.
And I am Director Donahue, and I am here.
You guys can scoot down here a little bit. I won't bite.
No. They're not. Let's have a go on your... He bites.
Yes. Get your tetanus shot.
Can you see the screen okay, Kathy?
Yeah.
Can you see the screen okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Where are you?
We just opened. So as you can see from the top of this form here, we've struck out BOD, replaced it with Board of Directors, and struck out BOD, replaced it with Board of Directors, and also crossed out and. If that is agreeable to all members here, I will correct it.
Do you have an extra copy of this, Tom?
Huh?
Do you have an extra copy of this?
The actual...
Yes, thank you. I didn't.
I could have printed one, but I didn't.
Here's an extra pencil.
Okay,
I'm just going to take this out. And do the same here.
I don't know. Wouldn't you leave and in there? Board of Directors and?
Well, let's look at it.
Because it's Board of Representatives staff?
Board of Directors, you're right.
Yeah, so you might want to leave that in there.
Okay, we'll change that.
Staff would mean me in this case.
That was underscored.
Renewed by.
When did that happen? There, oh, got another little one there.
Well, we do the staff evaluation part too.
Oh.
You know, the.
Got it.
What the HR.
Yep.
Okay, moving down, in the direction section here, we change it from competency goal to just goal. As you can see here on the top of the deal, just goal. Competency is kind of inferred. Is that all right with everyone?
I agree.
Okay, the next section we went to was just board. Change that to board of directors. And then we added of directors here. After reviewing the authority manager self-assessment, and we added and staff assessment, please complete an initial review by rating each goal. Took out this whole next section. Let's catch up to that first. I'm assuming that everybody is okay with this.
While you're editing there, goal slash objective, I guess I was just trying to clear goal. What is a goal? What's an objective?
Well, let's go back up here. Authority manager, completion instructions. To complete a self-assessment, enter the rating that best represents your performance, and this is for the authority manager, for each goal in the rating column. You can use the comment section to include comments or to discuss key projects or objectives that you feel you need to be addressed. Please leave the annual performance rating blank for the board of directors to complete. Your assessment, your self-assessment, and final compliance summary review will be presented to you and placed on your personnel file. What did you want to change?
Well, you mentioned you mentioned goals, or that mentions authority manager as capitalized goal, and then it used comments and sections to include.
That should be a small g. You're correct.
Well, I'm not so sure, but then it talks about projects or objectives, and then if you drop down. Where did the goal word go? Rating each goal. I don't know. Maybe I'm just being. I did not do well in English, so I'm just trying to make sure goal and objective and project is all part of. Is all the synonymous. It's all.
Oh, you're questioning the term goal as opposed to an alternative term for what that is?
Or slash objective. You know, the goal is to win. But what's the objective to get to the win?
Well, let's see what we can come up with. I'll go with goals here and see what our thesaurus says.
Everybody wants to score the goal. But you have to have the objective is to score a goal.
I can't even find it on this.
Well, maybe I can kind of see what you're saying. In this case, a goal would be for me to do well and this review. That would be a goal, but you're thinking these may be better set as competencies or work behaviors or something similar? Or
well, we have a financial goal, and then we have mission and values, leadership. These are all goals, management. Maybe competency is a better word.
I don't know. You're the one that fills it out.
Well, I mean, these are...
Just pretend it's not you. It's somebody else coming in.
Well, in each box, it lists a series of bullets for each category.
Right.
And to use as a basis to score the authority manager, right?
Correct.
So... Are these goals? Well, I guess they could be. I mean, achieves business results through people, team, and stakeholders. That could be a goal.
Yeah. And I think used in this, it's not, you know, it's a goal, but it's not a supporting goal. It's a job performance goal. You know.
Okay.
Because I think there's different definitions to goal.
Yeah, I mean, I think these could be goals. You know, seeks input, exercises excellent judgment, and makes strong decisions. Is that a...
Because that's what you're striving for.
Yeah.
You're striving for that end result.
And in that regard, you could, I guess you could also call it an objective, but I don't see a significant advantage one over the other.
As long as...
It's just the wordsmithing thing.
Yeah.
So are we going to keep goal, or coming up with another word?
Well, why don't we keep it for now and move forward, and we can come back to it.
I think goal covers a broad spectrum, and it keeps from deviating to making this hard to understand, to translate. Mm-hmm. Goal was pretty good in my book.
Okay, let's just leave it for now, and we'll look at it later. Okay. This sentence right here, if your rating differs from the AM's, we're talking about the board of directors now. Before we were talking about instructions for the authority manager. Uh-huh. This is instructions for the board of directors member. If your rating differs from the AM's, indicate the reason in the comment sections. So I think the comments can be used for anything, whether it was different or not. That's why we struck it. So it would go on to comments can be entered to recognize accomplishments, suggest specific objectives, or identify improvement areas. I don't think that sentence is necessary, and it would be an appropriate house cleaning kind of deletion. Any comments?
Well, I think it might be helpful if you read the whole sentence as it reads now.
Okay.
Okay. Don't say add and subtract, but just read it as it is now.
After reviewing the authority. Okay.
Okay.
We already did that. Okay. Just a second. I need to take care of that. After reviewing the authority manager's self-assessment and staff assessment, please complete an initial review by rating each goal. Your rating differs from the AM's, indicate the reason in the comments section. Comments can also be entered to recognize accomplishments, suggest specific objectives, or identify improvement areas. You may update your ratings and comments after your initial board of directors meeting to discuss the authority manager's performance. Once you have finalized your review, please forward your completed review to the board of directors chairperson so your responses can be included in the board of directors summary review for the authority manager. Now that included that sentence.
Yeah.
There. And I also put in also. But it could be comments can be entered to recognize accomplishment. It does also as an adverb, it's really not necessary.
I think it's out of bed with the
so the question is, do we need that sentence in there or not? I think it's superfluous.
I don't think we do.
No, I think it's good with your corrections.
Yes.
Okay. Does everybody agree?
Yeah.
Page two.
Also, it could be, yeah.
Oh, not quite.
Additions are also cool, so if you have, remember this is instructions. Whoops. Well, you do, red devil you. I want you black. I'll read it as corrected. After reviewing the authority manager's self-assessment and staff assessment, please complete an initial review by rating each goal. Comments can be entered to recognize accomplishments, suggest specific objectives, or identify improvement areas. You may update your rating comments after your initial board of directors meeting to discuss the authority manager's performance. Once you have finalized your review, please forward your completed review to the Board of Directors chairperson so your responses can be included in the Board of Directors summary review for the authority manager. Any comments? Sound good to everybody?
Sounds good.
John?
Yes, I think so.
Remember, this is the instructions for both the authority manager and the Board of Directors. Okay, so we're going to take care of this right off the bat. And I'm actually going to make this bold. And authority manager goals. This is for instructions also for you. The following goals must be achieved or exceeded in order to fulfill your job responsibilities at PCJWSA. We added, please self-evaluate and rate each goal. Directors, I need to make that.
Board of Directors?
Ah, you're right. Board of Director members.
It's a hall. I hear we're going to put this in order.
This goes right there, right? What happened? Okay, let's try that. Excuse me. My apology, it's a little painstaking.
Sorry. We'll get there.
Board of Directors member? Members.
Board of Directors member, or?
We got to get rid of the member.
Okay.
Just a suggestion, and it really doesn't matter to me. Here, certainly no support role. Are these type of changes where we could go through the whole document and then just say accept changes and they're all accepted?
Yeah, I was wondering if we would go that way.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, well, it might be a little faster.
Well, the other thing we can do, the standard thing is the first time a term is used, you write out the entire term, Board of Directors. Then in parentheses, BOD, and then after that, always use BOD, unless it's the first word of the sentence.
Okay, I like that idea.
That keeps it a little...
And I can do this editing later. Okay. Do you think that's...
Yeah, I agree with that statement.
Yeah.
Unless you want to add something or change something. Yeah, that's probably... Thank you, that's probably a good idea.
So can I jump back for just a second since I'm sort of just giving. So prior to the dictionary, the goal is the end towards which effort is directed, what one intends to accomplish or attain. So your goal is your end result. Everything else are your objectives of how you're going to get to that end. So if we go to goal financial, is the goal to exhibit prudent fiscal skills? Because you could exhibit prudent fiscal skills and still end up bankrupt. So is the goal to keep the authority fiscally solvent?
So do you have a...
And you do that by the things that are... here.
So would you call those skills or competencies or work behaviors or?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. I think you're right. Goal is not the right word.
Well, we could use the word goal. I don't have a problem with the word goal. I just need to be sure that what we're putting down for the goals is actually what we want. So for a goal, we've got, if you have a chief budget officer, is that a goal, a part of the goal?
That's one of his responsibilities.
It's a responsibility, but it's not a goal.
Well, competency, so what are we rating now? Are we rating a goal? I think goal's not right. Are we rating his competency?
Performance.
His performance. So goal's definitely not correct. Proficiency.
Okay.
does objective, I'm not sure, the objective can be a goal too, right?
Objective is a goal.
Yeah.
We're stuck on that word. Gee.
What's the definition of competency?
Skill. A skill, yeah.
Well, I don't have any problem with using the word goal. I think, you know, financial goal, missions and values goals, leadership goal, it's fine as a overall category. And I just want to make sure that the narrative that we have is actually addressing the goal. So under financial goal, what is the goal? What is the number one overall overriding end result that we want?
Probably the second sentence is probably the most important, the budget. And taking care of our financial priorities and money, taking care of our money.
And so the goal is to ensure,
fiscal responsibility.
To ensure that the authority remains fiscally solvent or fiscally responsible.
For the public's money.
For the public's money.
Okay, let's try that.
Maybe you can word that a little bit differently. Okay. Because I think exhibits prudent fiscal skills.
Isn't the number one.
It's an objective, it's not the goal.
Okay, run that by me again.
Competency may still be the best word.
To maintain.
Because that's objective and goals.
The main fiscal responsibility.
Objectives are under goals. Objectives are how you achieve your goals.
Okay.
So if your goal is to win the football game, your objectives
is to play good defense.
Things that you do in order to win the game.
Yeah.
So regurgitate what you said, how you would like that to read.
What's the number one goal? To maintain the authority's fiscal management in a responsible manner.
That's pretty wishy-washy.
Pardon me?
That's a little wishy-washy.
Okay, give me a hand here. Maintain the authority's fiscal assets in a responsible, practical and responsible, just say responsible manner. Number one goal.
Okay, something like ensures finances of authority are in compliance with approved budget.
What?
And that's the goal.
That's your goal. Okay, how do you do that? Then you have the objectives, budget, committee, coordinates, blah, 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 provides financial auditors, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, what was that again, please?
Well, just for you to look at. Ensures finances of authority are in compliance with approved budget.
Slower, Kathleen. Bites, little bites. Read it again.
we begin.
Yeah.
Ensures finances of authority, or however you want to phrase that, are in compliance with approved budget.
Assure the
you're typing on the wrong line.
How did that seems like God damn it. Yes. Sure, the there, sure the authorities financing
are in compliance.
Okay, that's our number one goal. Sure, the authority's finances are in compliance with the approved budget. Does okay. everybody agree with that?
Okay.
That's our number one goal. Okay, good. We'll just take that right out there. Exhibits prudent fiscal skills. The budget is provided to the budget committee on time and in good order. If you are the chief budget officer, he/she coordinates with the board of directors on authority, financial priorities, investments, payables, receivables, and maintains appropriate insurance coverage.
See, I don't like that statement. For a couple of reasons. I think number one, the chief budget officer is always going to be the authority manager. It really doesn't make sense to have it be anybody else. And what if I'm not the chief budget officer? Then I don't need to do all those things as a manager? You know what I'm saying? I think the sentence a lot better is just to get to strike out, if you are the chief budget officer, strike that out and just says coordinates with the board of directors and authority, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, so basically up to the comma, I think, is unnecessary because it implies there's a chance I won't be the authority manager, won't be the chief budget officer, and if that person is not, then they don't have to do what's stated after the comma?
Yeah, I agree.
So is there a reason
yes.
why he wouldn't be the chief budget officer? Could we write it into his job description, that as part of his job description, he is the chief financial officer, budget officer?
Let me see if I can find...
I don't know how it works any other way.
I don't either. Yeah. And I don't know what was wrong with this as. I didn't have this.
Yeah, I would get there, but...
Yeah.
I think as the chief. Because that's what you're going to be. Maybe we should just leave as the chief budget officer.
Yes, I think that's better.
Authority manager as the chief budget officer.
Either that or just start with the sentence with the word coordinates, you guys.
Coordinate.
Well, here's the job description, I think. Financial respect. There it is. Chief Budget Financial Officer and Controller. Okay, that's right in the deal. Yeah.
So why are we every year voting on making him the chief budget officer?
I think it has to be, we do that. That's a good
it's
question.
A formality.
It's more than a formality. I think it has to be, because we are a public entity,
yeah.
that it has to be appointed as a who is responsible for the money.
Right, and the board has to approve that.
And the board has to approve that. That has to be...
Every year.
That's for bank, the banks, as well as all our other financial savings accounts, et cetera, I think.
Right. I think you're right. I think under the ORS, we have to do that.
And
that's why we do that.
And John, you're correct in that the way we ought to word that is that, well, you are the chief financial officer.
Well, in assuming that, again, I don't know why we just don't start the sentence with the word coordinates, but that's, you know, up to you
guys.
Okay,
let's see.
And I wouldn't even say he or she. I would just truncate the sentence and say coordinates.
The board of directors have authority. I think you're
now
right.
Now what the hell happened? Why are you not working? Why are you not letting me do this? There's the job. Can we get out of here?
So you don't think it needs a reminder that you are the chief budget officer?
I'm not going to forget that. You guys aren't going to forget that either.
No. All of a sudden, this is not letting me do this.
Is it somehow locked against editing, Tom? Or
I'm going to get... Okay, let's get back in here. All right, there we go. Now it's...
Oh, I see a notice up there.
Is that keeping... Your office product in that will activate it.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so where does the budget come from?
It says here, the budget's provided to... It should be...
Right, he prepares the budget.
Right, and then he provides it to the board.
So...
Coordinates and prepares with the board of directors?
I would say oversees the creation of annual fiscal budgets, and well,
you don't have to have fiscal budget at the same.
Yeah.
Oversees creation of annual budget.
Okay.
And
you able to edit now, Tom?
I'm editing.
Okay,
coordinates with the board of directors on authority financial priorities, investments payable receivers, and maintains appropriate insurance coverage. Provides financial audits with all data requested. Communicates financial data in layman terms to the board of directors.
Yeah, I mean, just so the board knows as we're going over this, I mean, you know, as I look at this every year, there's a couple of things that stick out to me just in general, and I just wanted to mention this to the group, is that sometimes there'll be the objective or the competency or whatever will be listed, and it's like, wow, that could have gone in three of these categories. Why did we pick this one to put it in?
Yeah, we took some out.
Yeah, and other times I see opportunities to provide more competencies than are listed. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, provides financial auditors with all data requested. I just jotted down and ensure annual financial reports are submitted on time, and these are our financial reports to the Secretary of State's office.
Right.
You know, that could be one way we could embellish that sentence. We could add things like, looks for grants and other funding opportunities to supplement facilitate projects, or to, you know, supplement authority finances or things of that nature.
How about we put it in something like that right here? Provides financial
auditors with all data requested.
Say auditors, comma, state and
With all data requested. I just said and ensure financial reports are submitted to the state on time.
Okay, data requested, and
which, by the way, I'm in the process of firing our auditors because they haven't done that in 3 years.
Haven't given the budget to the state?
They don't complete our budget in time for us to be in compliance with our submission deadlines. It's been going on for 3 years now. I've had it. Polly Rogers out of
what was that again? Make sure all.
And I said and ensure financial reports are submitted to the state on time.
Ensure financial reports are submitted
to the state on time.
Who is it?
And I would add the word annual between ensure and financial. Right there, annual.
Is the state, what's that, Secretary of State's office?
Yeah, I was just going to say to the state on time. If you want to spell it out, we can spell it out that way. But
I think that's good, too, to add this. Looks for grants and...
Grants and other funding opportunities. Maybe just end it that way?
Yeah.
Look for grants and other funding opportunities.
Right. Research is grants.
Or either that or just look for them, whichever works.
Yeah, looks good.
Look for them, not do anything.
Well.
Research for grants.
Well, I hope there's not research.
Why not, John?
It's hard enough just finding them and filling out the form.
Research is grant opportunities.
No, John didn't like that. Research.
Well, I just said look for grants and other funding opportunities. That I think sounds better to
research,
me.
Okay. Look for.
Looks for.
Look
take for. Out research.
Yeah.
Looks for.
Yeah, you're not going to sit and research that.
No.
No.
I mean,
if we're going to evaluate you on that, we're not going to expect you
looks
to
for. Looks for grants and other funding opportunities.
Do we want to add anything about soliciting bids for projects that require?
Well, that was one question I had too, and I'm sorry, I don't see. I do what I always do. I end up hijacking meetings, and I don't mean to do that. But do you remember when we had the meeting with our new HR person? And we had asked her to review this form, and she gave us some suggestions.
Yes.
She thought it was odd that even though we have a category of management, she felt it was odd we didn't have a category for project management, and
right.
maybe a bid document question right. would be good to go into a category like that. There was one other category she mentioned. It wasn't in an email because I checked all my emails looking for it. I don't know if anybody else remembers, but when she reviewed this, she thought that there were two glaring omissions in our list of goals. One of them was the project management. We're talking about the big project management.
Right.
And the other one, what was the other one? I want to say it was communication, where maybe a lot of these, you know, keeps people abreast of current events and stuff could go into. I don't know. But and I'm just saying that right now. I don't want to get too far in the weeds here. But I do think the grammar and stuff is all real good, and taking a look at that. But there are times, you know, and I'll give you an example. I had it here. Engages regularly with the board of directors and the public, building trust.
Wait a minute, I missed something.
Well, I'm clear up at management, just an example, just to kind of give you a quick snapshot of the things that I'd like to kind of think a little bit about as we're doing this. Engages regularly with the board of directors and the public, building trust. That's listed under management. I mean, that could also be listed under teamwork, that could be listed under personal effectiveness. How do we decide that this is the place to put it? You know, because one thing I notice is I try to, when I answer, put my response to each of these, I try to touch on each of these questions. And some of them I feel are really focused on the goal itself. And others are more general and could have been dropped into six or seven different boxes here.
Right. Well, I think there's a lot under, and I noticed that too the first time I did this, is that like under leadership and management, there's a lot of crossover.
There's a lot of crossover. I feel like I'm kind of answering the same question twice.
That's what I felt like. I was, okay, he did this, and then, he did that again.
Yeah.
So, I see what
Let's look what we got here, because I think I missed something.
Yeah.
While we were this.
Yes. So provides financial auditors with all the data requested, and ensures annual financial reports are submitted on
time. What the hell just happened? And ensures what?
And ensures annual financial reports are submitted on time, are submitted to the state on time. If you guys like Secretary of State's office, I think the state's good
what
enough.
What the hell just happened? Just did it to me again.
Yeah, that thing is goofy. Yeah.
And ensures
financial reports are submitted on time.
Financial.
And then, period. And then the other one, Tom, was
looks for grant
and other funding. And I'd pluralize grant to grants. Look for grants and other funding opportunities.
Okay, let me run this. Assure the authority's finances are in compliance with the approved budget. Exhibits prudent fiscal skills. The budget is provided to the budget committee on time and in good order. Coordinates with the board of directors on authority financial priorities, investments, payable receivables, and maintains appropriate insurance coverage. Provides financial auditors with all data requested and ensures financial reports are submitted on time. Looks for grants and other funding opportunities. Communicates financial data in layman's terms to the board of directors.
Well, I think that improves it. It embellishes it. I think that's better than it was. We could probably come up with a dozen other different things, but we don't want to. But yeah, I think that one's better than it was personally.
Do you have a comment, Matt?
I think you're right. It sounds good to me. It's quite an improvement.
All right. Well, we'll just leave that as it is. Dress it up with taking out the other stuff later. So we'll move on to mission and values. Demonstrates commitment to PCJWSA's mission to serve the public good by delivering safe, clean drinking water and treating wastewater while protecting our environment. Under a goal that is I think a perfect sentence for that goal under mission and values.
I think that's a stated mission.
Well, I would hope it would be.
I mean, I think it's our official
whatever the
mission
official
is that
mission statement is.
Right there.
Yep. Okay, the next place we added a deal upholds our workplace values with the public. We added our employers and our stakeholders. Our employees and our stakeholders. Their suggestion was comma. But have a comma after and then and? No, I disagree.
No,
that's not
that's
correct grammar.
Can we, instead of upholds our, can we put upholds PCJWSA's?
Are the authorities?
Or the authority, something upholds other than
authority.
Our.
Yeah. Question.
I like that, too.
Comments? Any other comments? Okay, I'll change that. And I just put PCJWSA apostrophe S.
No, I think it holds the authority.
Pardon me?
The authorities.
That would be the authority. Upholds the authorities' workplace values.
So I don't want to get overly picky, but I think that the mission and values needs to be the first goal.
First goal.
Instead of financial, because it is the overriding number one.
I agree.
Switch it around then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And eventually else switch. Will go under that. So if we can just cut and paste and put mission and values as our very first goal ahead of the one on financial.
And then financial drops down to second. I like that too.
I do too.
We may have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you can go back.
Note to self, change the first goal.
All right, I'm going to leave it there for right now. It does something crazy to me. Okay, mission and value, got that. Holds the work authority's workplace value with the public, our employers, and our stakeholders. Respects a broad range of ideas and perspectives to create and maintain a vibrant and healthy workplace. Adheres to all PCJWSA's policies, applicable federal, state, and local laws and guidelines. Comma. Always including standards of professional conduct. Comments?
Sorry.
Yeah. Again, just thinking about what if anything is a major point that might be missing. Policies.
Or just take out always, including standards. What's they say? Ethical too. Nope, that doesn't work.
No, I think always needs to stay in there.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it reads better that way.
Something to add there, John?
I might just add, if I thought about it, I could come up with more, but the thing that comes to mind now is, I've always told my staff our goal is perfect compliance or perfect reporting of non-compliance. What I would say is report non-compliance in a timely manner. I don't know.
Mission, this is mission though. And goals. Would that be better?
Probably both the board and to the state, but I don't know. You know,
kind of when you adhere to all the policies, the
yeah,
it's kind of what you're doing.
It kind of does.
You know, I guess the assumption in there is you're going to report it if you're not adhering to it, you're, I don't know, making it up.
You know, I don't know. This is the type of thing where, again, it could go in a different category, but I don't know. Leads by example, in my mind, is kind of a mission and values thing. I don't know.
Lead by example comes up under leadership, I think.
Okay.
So let's.
Yeah, I think.
This last sentence. Adheres to all PCJWSA's policies, applicable federal, state, and local laws and guidelines, including standards of professional conduct.
I think you need to leave always in there.
Yep.
Always.
The man wanted always.
Always including standards of it.
Always including, okay.
Because you're not just including them, you're always going to do that. Always following any standards of professional conduct.
Okay, everybody feel, I like your idea of making the mission first. We'll, I think that's
do a swap.
That'll be a home project for you, Tom, swapping that around.
Yeah, no problem.
So how about if we add, and here's to all PCJWSA's policies, applicable federal, state, and local laws, and guidelines, always following standards of professional conduct.
I think we could take out and guidelines.
I do too, myself.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That does make better sense. That reads better that way. Always following standards of professional conduct.
Here's to all PCJWSA's policies, applicable federal, state, and local laws. Always including standards of professional conduct. Let's see what this says. This is law. Oh, I see.
Just a question.
Following standards of professional conduct.
Always including standards.
Yeah, Luann said
always
following standards of professional conduct.
Okay, follow.
So just a question, I understand federal and state, but what local laws are we talking about?
We're talking about county.
County water.
County. So,
and you don't want it to be so raw, so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Specific?
Yeah, that, not specific, but you don't want it to be so that if something changes tomorrow, we have to rewrite this.
Right.
Okay, this is leadership.
Well, the county is a good thing because I've got to jump through a lot of hoops for the county.
I think you probably do more with the county than you do with the feds, for sure, but maybe the state, I don't know.
Yeah, probably so, more than the feds. Yeah.
So, okay.
Okay, achieves business results through people, teams, and stakeholders. Builds trust and demonstrates integrity with consistent words and personal behavior instead of actions. As Chief Public Relations Officer, and I believe that's in the job description also. As Chief Public Relations Officer, communicates active community outreach, to educate our employees, the public, and stakeholders on key issues, and develop productive relationships. Any comments on that sentence, the way I've written it there?
No.
Okay. Seeks input, exercises excellent judgment, and makes strong decisions. Leads strategic development for the organization and anchors achievement to tactical objectives and measures. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Leads strategic development for the organization.
And ties achievement to tactical objectives and measures.
Yes, those are military terms. I love that stuff.
Yeah, we're in the Navy. We're in the Navy now.
Charge.
And what are you saying? And take out anchors and ties and add ties?
Oh, that's what I put down.
Okay.
What'd you do?
I just took out the word anchors and put in ties.
What was that word again?
T-I-E-S. Ties.
Oh. And ties achievement. Okay. That's a good way to say it, too.
This first sentence, I'm not sure.
And ties achievement or coordinates achievement. That's another one that might work.
That coordinates. Results.
Coordinate.
Yeah, that's
a result. Well, you're a leader. That's a good word for leadership. Coordinates.
Yes, coordinate, I agree.
Yeah. Let's work that again. Seeks input, exercise excellent judgment, and makes strong decisions. Leads strategic development for the organization and coordinates achievement to tactical objectives and measures. That's smoother.
Yes, it is. Straight to the point.
Okay, I want to revisit the first sentence where it says, achieves business results through people, teams, and stakeholders.
This is a goal again, so that's...
Is that anything to me? Me either. Through working together with people, teams, and stakeholders, or something. I feel like there's something missing there.
Well,
achieves business results working together with people, teams, and stakeholders. Works together.
People, teams, and stakeholders.
Because when you just say achieves business results through people, teams, and stakeholders, how are you doing it? What do you mean through?
Well, by including them, I
leadership,
guess.
Leadership, you're using them. That's
okay, but then.
You're using them as tools. Yes. You're using people, teams, and stakeholders as tools to achieve business results.
Achieves business.
Business results. Utilizing or something, you can't just say through people.
So if you go down to the last sentence in that section, leads strategic development for the organization and anchors achievement to tactical objectives and measures. That's closer to being the definition of leadership than achieves business results through people, teams, and stakeholders.
Which one? The last sentence?
The last sentence in what? Eliminating the first sentence then, you think?
Or adding...
That first sentence just doesn't do it for me. No. It doesn't make
first
any
sentence.
Sense.
No.
Leads for leadership. Leads to strategic development for the organization and coordinates achievements of tactical objectives and measures. Put that as the first sentence under leadership.
So, I mean, what could he say? Achieves business results through working with people, teams, and stakeholders, or achieves business results through
working with. Okay.
Working with, or
I think that's a good turn phrase. Let's change that.
Are you looking up some magic words?
Yeah, I brought these books from home thinking it might help us to verbalize some of this stuff, but
yeah,
it probably would, but it would. We could sit here and stare at these books all night looking for the perfect way to say something.
Yeah. Do you see what I'm trying to say with that first sentence? At least if we say through working with or working...
I like the word utilizing.
Well, and the topic is leadership, but could we say something like demonstrates leadership by working with people, teams, and stakeholders to achieve business results or business goals? Or
that
something
sounds
else.
Good. Demonstrate makes a big... Sounds good.
Okay, that's better. That's better instead of achieve, but kind of the end instead of at the beginning. Yeah.
Okay, I put that first one up there as under lead strategic development for the organization and coordinates achievements, tactical objectives, and measures. Achieves business results working with people, teams, and stakeholders. Builds trust and demonstrates integrity with consistent words and personal behavior. As Chief Public Relations Officer, communicates active community outreach to educate our employees, the public, and stakeholders on key issues and develop productive relationships. Seeks input, exercises excellent judgment, and makes strong decisions.
I think that we could strike out as Chief Public Relations Officer and just start the sentence with the word communicates, but whatever you guys think.
Oh, yeah, because you are the chief.
Start it's kind of the same line of thinking about budget officer.
Yeah.
I don't think that adds anything to it. I start it with this, with just communicates. I just don't know why we need that.
How about
qualifier.
Promotes?
You know? Mm-hmm. What's that?
It suggests promotes instead of communicates.
I think that's fine.
Okay, we'll keep communicates. You see the... Come on. What's wrong with you? No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, well, the hell with you. Communicates active community outreach to educate our employees, the public, and stakeholders on key issues, and develops, that should be an S. Productive relationships, seeks input, exercises excellent judgment, and makes strong decisions.
Communicates active community outreach. What comma after outreach, is that really necessary?
Yeah, we got two or three things we're doing. Community outreach.
Okay, to educate. Educating our employees.
Communicates active community outreach. You're right. I don't need the comma. Where
did it go? Wrong line.
Okay. Whoa! No, no. Get out of there. Don't you dare.
Uh-oh. I can find it.
That one. Word leadership. That ain't the one I wanted. Try this again. Again. Thank you. Okay, I think I got it. Active community outreach communicates active community outreach to educate. Yeah, we don't need that. To educate our employees, the public, and stakeholders on key issues and develop productive relationships. See input. Okay, we got it.
Just one consistency question. Should we get rid of the word R and put the authority or PCJWSA or something along
those
lines?
That's what we did earlier.
Okay.
We used PCJWSA and authority kind of all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I think it's better than saying ours, considering it's kind of a document that
we'll deal with that later. Builds trust and demonstrates words and personal behavior, communicates active community outreach to educate PCWSA's employees, the public, state public, comma, no A-N, stakeholders on key issues and develop productive relationships. Okay, that's where it's supposed to be grammatically. Okay, I think we're done with that one. Management. Effectively manages employees, resources, systems, and processes. Engages regularly with the board of directors and the public. Building trust.
I think.
Period.
Reports as. Building trust, period. Reports as directed on all relevant operational and community issues. Says high performance standards. Identifies barriers to objectives and removes them. Ensures adequate resources are available to achieve objectives.
So, John, this is probably where you're wanting to make more comments.
Well,
the objectives, they remove them. Remove them.
Here's the anchors are available to achieve objectives. Identifies barriers to objectives and removes them and remove them.
Personally, I don't think the second or the third sentence adds much to this. I mean, engages regularly with the board of directors and the public, building or build trust. Why is the management column the best place to put something like that, or the management goal? Reports is directed on all relevant operation and community issues. I mean, is that best said in a category like this? I will tell you that I like the first sentence. Mm-hmm. I like the sentence that, and I like everything beginning with sets high performance standards and below underneath the management heading. The other stuff doesn't mean a lot to me.
I agree. I keep trying to.
Well, we just fixed that.
Which means we should probably find some additional things to say there, but
maybe short and sweet.
You know.
Well, we don't need to add things just for the sake of adding things.
No, we don't. But
other than what you feel might be pertinent,
identify
as a
barriers.
Well, or that might spur.
Should we have an S on removes? Because them is a plural. Identify barriers to objection and removes them. Should there be an S on remove or just leave it the way it is?
Well, I think we're talking about dropping that whole sentence, correct,
no,
John?
No.
Well, if you're going to start with the term identifies instead of identify, then there should be an S at the end of removes. If you want to say identify instead of identifies, then
they take...
identify barriers to objectives and remove them. That's how that sentence works.
Uh-huh. Identify barriers to objectives. Okay, yeah, because it's plural.
Yeah.
Okay.
So go ahead and backspace two more letters and put a Y up there, Tom.
Oh.
So are you setting high performance standards for yourself and the staff, or just yourself, or just the staff?
I would say for both.
Set high performance standards within the authority.
Should we put PCJWSA's in front of employees?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it's necessary.
Okay.
Sets high performance standards.
Leads by example.
That's in
another section here.
That goes back to leadership.
Under management.
Yeah.
Yes, have to remove
them. I guess you could say sets high performance standards
where your cursor
for the
is.
Manager and employees.
Removes Pearl?
No,
not since you changed it to identify in the first year.
Okay.
Well, I think we could probably come up with a couple of more good things. I don't know.
Well, let's think on it then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, you know, how much we would pause this effort to brainstorm collectively about that, but I mean, management, you know, you're managing people, you're managing resources, you're managing situations.
So John, you mentioned something about project management. Do you want to include
just kind of cover that under this heading?
Instead of management and project.
Yeah.
Included in here.
Yeah, we could put something like that.
We have that under results. Let me think. I see. Oh, record keeping monitors all vendors and contractors to ensure quality, accuracy, and timely completion of projects.
See, that could be either or. That could be
we
results
could put that
or
one
managers.
Up. We could put that
up under management.
Under management, take that. And this was under results.
I mean, in general, we could say, but this could also be in under financial, too. And this is the hard part about this,
this is
ensure projects are completed on time and on budget.
Okay.
Would that be best under management? Would that be best under financial?
I don't think it's important which one it's under. I think it's important that it's included somewhere.
Yeah. Well, it's under results here. We could cut this out.
I think this where it says acts decisively with minimum direction. That's under results too. But I don't know. It could go either way.
Okay, let's do this. Let's take acts decisively with minimum direction. Monitors all vendors and contractors to ensure quality, accuracy, and timely completion of projects, and put both of those under management.
That makes sense. It does. It's a management issue.
And maybe we could wordsmith that last sentence a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just do that for now.
Okay, I agree with that.
Okay. Quit doing that to me.
You know, okay.
I think somewhere in that sentence, monitors all vendors and contractors to ensure quality, accuracy, and timely completion of projects. I think somehow we should put an on budget and within budget or something.
Monitors all contractors to ensure quality, accuracy,
timely completion of
projects.
And on budget.
Within budget or something. I mean, no, I just think we...
Isn't that listed under finances, though?
Well, I don't think we list projects under finances.
No, it's just on budget.
Yeah, so...
We're talking about just projects.
Monitors all vendors and contractors for quality, accuracy, fiscal... Within fiscal...
Well, we're trying to add the on-budget time to a sentence where it's kind of hard to plug it in.
Quality, accuracy.
Maintain fiscal budget. Timely projects with fiscal, within fiscal restraints. With fiscal responsibility, within fiscal goals. Within fiscal goals.
Or fiscal budgets or something, I don't know.
Budget goals.
You don't need to have fiscal budget because the budget is by definition fiscal. It's like saying red color.
And timely completion of projects within fiscal goals. Just take budget out.
No, I like budget, yeah.
Take budget in, take fiscal out.
Within budgetary goals and take out fiscal?
Within budget. Within budgetary, okay. Monitors all vendors and contractors to ensure quality, accuracy, and timely completion of projects within budgetary goals.
And I think the word all is a little superfluous in that sentence, but...
Monitor, okay. I get you. I kind of agree. Makes it simpler. Monitors vendors and contractors to ensure quality, accuracy, and timely completion of projects within budgetary goals.
I think
rolls right off my tongue.
I think it sounds all right.
Perfect.
Okay. Results. Energetically focuses on achieving work responsibilities and objectives.
Is that
a result?
A result? Is that a...
No, but it might be I don't know, a way to get results.
Get results, let's see.
Maybe the
middle sentence might be under results. Develops and effectively uses specific skills and knowledge to perform the full scope of the position. Make that the first sentence.
What was your sentence? I'm sorry.
Yes. Develops and effectively uses specific skills and knowledge to perform the full scope of the position. What's the result goal? To develop and effectively use specific skills and knowledge to perform the full scope. That sounds like a good first sentence.
Yeah.
Under results. Develops and effectively uses, yeah. Energetically focused on achieving work responsibilities and objectives.
Do we need to have energetically there?
Yeah, just focuses.
Yeah. Gotta be energetic.
John, I'm sorry.
That is a bit for superfluous.
How about
my heart's in the right place. My body just can't keep up.
Let's see some pep in that step.
Energetic. I can't even say the word.
I'm not sure that all of these things, and this is just food for thought, can't be put under other
Categories.
Categories. Like, follows all federal, state safety requirements and guidelines.
You've already got that somewhere else.
Well, hell, here's a good example. Oversees accurate record keeping. That should be under financial.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be finance. I mean, almost all these things that are in here can be put in. Because I think, now maybe I'm wrong, recognizes on changing priorities to meet deadlines. I mean, that's like under leadership or management even. Acts decisively with minimum direction.
That's not a result.
I can almost see another work session in the future.
Well, especially since I remember the other thing that was suggested, and I do think it is very important. I look at these categories and I wonder if safety or shouldn't be one, shouldn't be a category all into itself. But
well, that's true.
That's just,
I just got done with 8 hours of OSHA training for the fire department.
Good job.
Is that right? Well, yeah.
So safety is.
I'm surprised you're.
Pretty important.
It is. Well, I mean, honestly, safety, there's nothing more important than that. And so the question is if one of these categories is just too much of a hybrid of other categories?
Results is like...
I think we can get rid of results and use some of these in other places. Like record keeping is a good example.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. What are the categories here? I mean,
we've got the teamwork.
Financial mission, leadership.
Personal effectiveness. And those are the last two we have to go through. But the first one,
like teamwork is
we have financial, leadership. Mission and values, leadership, management.
Well, we definitely have some overlap. I mean, teamwork, results, management, you know, they could all, leadership, they could all overlap.
Yeah. So you think safety ought to be one all by itself?
Well, I don't know. I think that safety performance and instilling a safety culture has to be one of the primary goals for authority.
Yeah, wouldn't it be possible to get rid of the results category and make it a safety category?
Well, something along those lines, perhaps.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, having a good safety record, I don't know. I think not that we'll sit down and necessarily pin this all out now, but I see categories like leadership, management, results, teamwork. I mean, these all kind of have so much overlap. It doesn't mean that they aren't all good headings and they shouldn't be addressed individually. Personal effectiveness and leadership can have overlap.
Well, you put your other category, leadership and teamwork, as one category.
Yeah, leadership/teamwork.
Yes.
If we were to do that, I might be able to coalesce our thoughts more specifically to the goals or the categories. But,
because right now, when you, as a board member, trying to do John's evaluation, you have so much overlap, it's really difficult to keep working on coming up with, comprehensive, concise information.
It's not just a repeat.
So you were saying leadership and what should we go together?
Leadership and teamwork, and then that might be a better combined category.
And
if we wanted to, personal effective, where we see leadership and teamwork, and honestly.
I think probably the safety thing should be under missions and values.
It could,
and
yes.
And that would be under, it would be number
the
one.
The hell just that. Happened here.
Because our mission is to be safety.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Well, it does, you know.
Is the safety all coordinated together?
Yeah.
I think that leadership and teamwork are real close, and I think that results in personal effectiveness is real close.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so when you're combining things, like the values, you're adding safety to the values. If I'm evaluating, if you're not good in safety, but you're good in something else under values, how do you score that?
Well, you're back to focusing on safety. Safety is most important.
He's got to click every box to get E.
Well, mission and values is, I mean, when I think about it, and yeah, I mean.
Safety has got to be a value of our values.
Safety is a strong value for sure.
Why wouldn't safety come under management?
Well, I think it's almost, I don't know, I think it's almost more inbred into the integrity and the value, the values. Being a good manager and having good management skills doesn't mean that you don't have integrity and that you aren't sharing, you aren't promoting the utility's values. You know, values is treat people right, be honest.
The employee sets the safety with actual values and safety and work ethics all at once.
Yeah.
So that's an employee thing.
Yeah.
You can only tell them how to do it. You can't make them. They have to pick up the initiative on their own.
It does. But one thing's for sure is that a good manager can go a long way toward installing a culture of safety to the workplace.
Yes.
That that sometimes gets overlooked as a management skill or as a value or what have you. But I do think, however we include it, and the mission and values, if we were to combine it with something else, that would be the closest thing to it, I believe. But it's just such an important topic. I think one way or the other, we got to include it somewhere in here a little more prevalent.
Right. Right.
But like you guys, and this is, that's kind of how I started my soapbox, is that, guys, when I do this, it's like, I feel like some of these could be listed anywhere. Some of them repeat themselves, and when I'm answering the questions, sometimes I don't know how to treat these as individual categories when I'm trying to touch on every bullet point listed in some way, shape, or form. Now, I do like the results category because, as Tom pointed out, you guys really appreciated the way I just listed everything we got done in bullet form. And that's a good place for results, but I don't know. I mean, results / personal effectiveness, teamwork / leadership.
And now I've lost some of this, I hate to tell you. And I don't have a clue why.
So I have a question about
our HR. I think we're going to need to table this tonight, I think.
I have a question about our HR consultant.
Okay.
What is it that we get from this HR? Or whatever it's called?
That computer's been pretty tricky.
It's this new word.
Well, what we get is that management and board members get unlimited access to discuss HR issues.
Touching this does things.
The staff, through the other program,
it's the new
gets access as well, but I believe that's billed on a
version
per issue basis
of the office product.
I know that there's a different.
Obviously,
the staff are enrolled
well
in a different program than we are.
Version.
We get free HR consulting all the time.
It doesn't even have a save.
Then I think there is, I think they're in a program where there is additional charges that are more on a per contact or per issue basis.
It's hooked up with the AI sometimes.
I guess what I'd like to find out is, can we get some HR?
You know, these are all muted out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, or just not help, but maybe just advice.
I thought they looked at it.
They did.
They did.
But I mean, I guess I'm thinking, you know, maybe we could talk to somebody and say, we have these issues. Does it make sense to add these two things together? Or what's more appropriate to put in this section? These kind of questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that might help us.
God damn it.
Figure it out.
You know what I mean? Maybe, but I think it would be more effective maybe once we're done to have them look at it once again.
I think
one
at
of
least
the problems,
all this just
one of the challenges is the HR person should at least know a lot about the law,
right,
and everything. They don't necessarily know everything about how our specific organization works.
Right. I would mean for them to be specific like that, but just maybe to keep it.
Well, I can tell you, we're not the only people that have ever embarked on trying to create a review form like this.
No, you're right.
And, you know, I think you know, once you just determine the headings that we feel capture to the best of we can, what we want out of a good, effective manager. You know, and all these things are good things, but they're really
there
just buzzwords is all they are.
Yeah, crazy. I finally found it.
I mean, personal effectiveness. That means probably just my personality and my interpersonal skills are very effective as a manager. Right? That's kind of what that's kind of what it means to me.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Tom, why don't you send out to us the changes that you've made so far, and let us look at it, and then maybe in that process you'll see where you lost some things, so we can look at it.
I think I found it, but it's...
Well, you had three different drafts open.
Yeah, I just got rid of all of them, and it came back to it's still a word. It's still a word draft, but somehow or another, it's in the... It's the new... This is Windows 11.
Yeah.
And it's the Office products in Windows 11 are causing me some serious headaches.
Yeah.
But I found the one I was working on.
Yeah, and you have another one open there. I think for some reason it kept opening. Oh, you still got one up there.
Yeah,
huh?
Up in the top tab.
Let's see. Well, this one. Oh, it's the same one I got here. Draft 3. I got two of these. Get rid of that one.
Whatever. Why do we have a leadership and teamwork?
I brought it up twice. Leadership and teamwork, we were talking about making that one.
Yeah, so why do you have it under...
So I wouldn't forget it.
Oh, so I wouldn't forget it.
I put it in red and I just threw it out there so I wouldn't forget it.
Well, it's just there.
Now, yeah, is there... Just like I made a note to make mission and values first goal.
Okay.
It's just a note to myself.
Okay, got it.
Okay, I think we can table everything if that's okay. It's almost 7:00.
Boy, that went fast.
And we still got a lot of work to do. Like in your suggestion, I'll put together what we have already, and then we'll.
What about? Can we get this in the Word document?
It is a Word document.
But I can't do anything with it when you send it to me.
Really? You can't edit it?
I
I tried it.
We have to make sure when you send it that it's got edible, because sometimes when you get it, you can't.
Yeah, usually right up here there's a yellow line that comes up.
Well, and one thing, another thing you can do is you can save it to your own computer.
Yeah.
And then you can edit it to your heart's delight.
As long as it comes in as a Word
document. And then once you're done with your edits, then just paste that one back to what you sent.
Or you can put, you know, like Dole's draft.
Right. So I can put a note in there.
Right. We'll make that your title.
Oh, yeah.
Onto the file. Yeah, back out all over. Well, I think we've done as well as we could. And I love the consensus. And because you put a bunch of smart people together, and everybody comes up with good ideas.
Well, yeah, more heads are better than fewer.
Absolutely, I totally agree.
Tom, you probably need to officially adjourn.
Oh, that is correct. It is now 6:50. Now 6:50, this meeting is adjourned. This workshop is adjourned.